Testing, test. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1.
Give me a 3, 2, 1, and then I'll ready. Okay, I am Les Allenby, the Chief Commissioner of the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission. The judgment this morning is disappointing. However, the judges were divided on a number of issues, including extending the common law and whether Article 8, the right to private life, was breached. One judge held that it was in cases of fatal fetal abnormality and for victims of sex crimes. However, this is not the end of the road. The court indicated that it was minded to give leave to the it would be willing to do that tomorrow if an application is made to it. That is unprecedented, and it shows how important this issue is, and that's the court's recognition of that. We also draw some comfort from the fact that all three judges mentioned the need to deal with this matter by the Northern Ireland Executive, or I guess in the absence of the Northern Ireland Executive, by the Westminster Parliament. And therefore, for us, the issue is still very much in play. We will now meet as a commission today and decide whether to appeal to the Supreme Court. So thank you very much.
You're ready to go with the Supreme Court.
It'll be a matter for the Commission as a whole, but we will try and hold a meeting today with a view to making as quick a decision. The Court has invited us to do that. We now need to consider that as a corporate body, and we will do that.
And if this decision rests with Westminster, do you expect a different outcome than if it rested with the Assembly?
My guess now is, based on this judgment today, the matter will go to the Supreme Court. And I suspect it'll be after any decision of the Supreme Court that the legislature, whether here in Northern Ireland or in Westminster, will then deal with the issue.
How unusual a step is this, Les, that it is that the Lord Chief Justice has indicated that he will give leave for this case to go to the Supreme Court?
I have never known it in my time for the Court of Appeal to both invite a submission within 24 hours and to indicate that they will give leave. Normally, the Court of Appeal's tradition is it doesn't give leave to the Supreme Court. It leaves the Supreme Court to decide whether to grant leave. So this is a very unusual thing for the court to do. And I think it reflects how the judges themselves were divided on a number of issues in their judgments.